So the epistle for the Sunday after the Ascension is taken from 1 Peter chapter 4. Dearly beloved, be prudent and watch in prayers, but before all things have a constant mutual charity among yourselves, for charity covereth a multitude of sins, using hospitality one towards another without murmuring, as every man hath received grace, ministering the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the words of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the power which God administereth, that in all things God may be honored through Jesus Christ our Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from John chapter 15 and 16. At that time Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Paraclete cometh, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceedeth from the Father, he shall give testimony of me, and you shall give testimony, because you are with me from the beginning. These things have I spoken to you, that you may not be scandalized. They will put you out of the synagogues, yet the hour cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doth a service to God. And these things will they do to you, because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things I have told you, that when the hour shall come, you may remember that I told you." Please be seated. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So as I mentioned, obviously we have this great opportunity for the parish to celebrate this joyful occasion of these children, these 20 children, a large class, these 20 children receiving our Lord for the very first time. And it is a great event for the parish. As with the sacraments, we can say a lot of times the sacraments are, you know, like we think of marriage, we think of confirmation, they are something that are a social event, something for us to consider, something for us to think about. I know I've even told you before, it's an opportunity for us to reflect on receiving our Lord for the very first time ourselves, marking that great feast for ourselves, the anniversary that maybe we celebrate, or at least we should, think about that great day that we received our Lord for the very first time. It is something that I did mention to the children yesterday in the little recollection trying to give to them to help to prepare them for this step, that it is an anniversary that they should always consider. It is something that they should think about and celebrate in a way, just as they celebrate their birthday, they celebrate other feasts, that having the chance to receive our Lord for the very first time, it is a special day for them. And it is something as families that you should make a very special day for them. Help them to understand the importance in that. Because we know that Holy Communion is a proof of God's love for all of us, because it shows that He wants to unite Himself with us, to be with us, to be a part of us. And that is something also a reflection to us to consider, of having the life of God within our soul, of sanctifying grace, that idea of having God within us. And it's also something I mentioned to the children, that as they receive the sacraments, as they receive each sacrament, they build that sanctifying grace in their soul. And as they build that, I told them, as you build that, as you keep adding on, God willing, that raises us higher. And raising us higher makes us closer to God. And it makes us closer to our end, which is obviously heaven. And so that is what, as I mentioned, it is a proof of God's love. He wants to protect these souls. He wants to perfect these souls. And it's something that we see in the Mass of the Sunday after the Ascension. There's even a request of keeping these children from evil, keeping all souls from evil, but we can make that application to these children specifically. And that is a prayer for us, that is a goal for us, that we want to keep them in this innocence that they have as they approach our Lord at the communion rail for the very first time, that they always keep that innocence and purity. And can you imagine to be able to say that at the very end of our life, that I kept that same purity that I had in receiving our Lord for the very first time? Unfortunately, how few of us can maybe say that. I think it's also interesting with this group, most of them I have baptized, and so now you give another sacrament. I think that's an indication to a priest sometimes, they've been in a place a long time, that they're now giving two sacraments to the children. If I start hitting marriage with some of the children, then I'll know that you'll have to put me out in the pasture at some point. But it is interesting to see that you bring them into the church. And by bringing them into the church, you give them that first sacrament that opens up the door to everything else. Every other sacrament that they're able to receive. And so now, as I say, now having the opportunity to also to give them our Lord for the very first time, it is a great consolation as a pastor to be able to see those steps in the children. As they go from, yes, being an infant that you held in your arms, placed on the altar as they consecrate the child to Our Lady, that in this month dedicated to the Blessed Virgin Mary, that they also have that opportunity to receive our Lord for the very first time from your hands, the same hands that baptized them, now give them our Lord. I've always told the people that I give the sacraments to, you have a special place in my Mass. Obviously, I don't name everybody by name. That would be a little bit difficult, or the Mass would go on forever. But I do pray for those that I give the sacraments to, because as a priest, I mean, that is what we're meant to do. We're meant to be ministers of the sacraments of our Lord. He instituted them to give grace, to make you holy, to make you saints. And that's why I say that it's a good reminder to us all, a good help to us all to consider that as we consider these children as they come up for the very first time, to think back to ourselves, to think about the opportunity that God has given to each and every one of us of receiving Him, to having Him a part of us, of having that life of God within us. And so from this, as I say, it's a beautiful thing to think about, because just as in the baptism, when you give them the salts, that is kind of a precursor to the bread of the angels that they are to receive. And now that you have that opportunity to give to them, it is this life-giving bread. It is a means of sanctifying the soul. And so if we don't have the life of God within us, in a true sense, we have no life in us. We are dead, truly, spiritually dead. And so, my dear children, that is something that I try to encourage you yesterday, encourage you now, to always keep that life within you. And as I say, it's a reflection for all of us to think about that life within us, to protect us, and then protect that life, never to lose it. Again, thinking to ourselves, can we say that we have never lost that life of God within us? But then also, if we have to do something about that, to bring that life back within to our soul. And that is why we want to stay away from mortal sin. Or, you know, as I say in this Mass, the prayer in this Mass, that is keeping evil away from each soul. And we know what are the evils, we know what are the things that maybe we can fall. And that is something that we must try to strive to keep away from us. Knowingly, the evils that are there, that remain for us, or things that we've fallen into in the past, you know, what a reminder to us. And so as the children approach the communion rail with the purity and innocence, let us pray that they always keep that. Let that be the prayer of each and every one of us for these children as they come up to the communion rail. That as they're able to receive our Lord for the very first time, with such purity and innocence that they never lose that. That they're able to keep that throughout their life. Again, thinking back to baptism, like I said, since I baptized most of them. You know, it's one of the prayers that we even say, live a blameless life. I mean, in a way, never offending Almighty God. Again, it's a beautiful prayer. And it's something that we're meant to try to live up to. And if not, then we need to find out why not. And that's something for all of us to consider, all of us to think about. You know, at this moment, are we in sanctifying grace? Do we have the life of God within us? And if not, we must change that. And so for our children, yes, they have that life of God within them. And so let us keep praying for these souls, these young, innocent souls. I also told them that God loves the prayers of children. And that is where you see a lot of times, whether it's the Blessed Virgin Mary appearing to children. It is because heaven loves the prayers of children. And so now is the opportunity for you to pray and to be thankful to Almighty God for coming into your soul. Just as you learn from the catechism, just as you learn from your teachers, from your parents certainly, they've instructed you after receive, be thankful to God for coming into your soul. Not to worry about looking around at everything that's going around you, but to focus on whom you have received. And so as I say, to pray to God and thank Him for coming into your soul. And certainly pray for your parents, for what they have done for you, for your family, for the church itself, and certainly the priest who gives you your first Holy Communion, who's also maybe baptized some of you. That's two sacraments that he's maybe given to you. Remember to pray for him. But then also I mentioned to them that today also falls the anniversary of Our Lady of Fatima appearing to the three children. And again, she asked the children to pray and to do penance. And that is something certainly our children can do. And a lot of times they have such a generosity to do these type things. So therefore, again, God hears the prayers of the innocents. He hears the prayers of our children. So certainly also take the opportunity to pray to the Blessed Virgin Mary, your mother in heaven, who is watching over all of you, brought you to this day, helped in that. Pray to her, you know, come and give thanks to Our Lady for helping you to bring you to this point. So as I say, for all of us, let us take the opportunity to reflect, to think, to realize that truly God is our light, our salvation. He is our refuge that will help us all to get to heaven. Every single one of us, we have that opportunity. We have that chance. Take advantage of that opportunity. Take advantage of the chances that Almighty God has given to you. But do pray for our dear children. Pray for them that they always stay in this innocence and purity. And that we can say with the intro to the Mass, hear my cry, O Lord, for I am calling you. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.